up our story in a kind of a large town of Petra. It is a town in our main continent in this world of Cordova. And in this larger city, it is full of nightlife. There are many taverns, many shows going on. There's places to drink and gamble and everything. And then right outside of this major booming town of, you know, the rich get richer kind of situation, it is vineyards and farms. So it's really known for wine and drinking and nightlife and partying. So you are from the outside of town, mm-hmm. and you have decided in your life that you are helping out a few people, right? Mm-hmm. So we're picking up your story where you have been asked by one of your friend of a friend that he knows that there is going to be a very high stakes game taking place in his back room.
Game? What kind of game?
Like a poker game.
Oh.
And very high stakes game. And last time this group of people were there, there was kind of like a scuffle. And he doesn't want that. So he's asked you to kind of just be a bouncer outside for the night. Okay. So you're not invited into the back room. You're sitting out in the bar area. And that's it. It's loud. It's noisy. And I envision you just sitting at the bar kind of taking it all in. What do you think? Introduce yourself. What do you look like?
Well, my name is Alaric Joran. Mm-hmm. I'm a green dragonborn. I would be sitting at the bar.
Drinking?
No. Alaric Joran is a teetotaler. So I would be sitting at the bar with whatever non-alcoholic beverage they could give me, be it iced tea, be it whatever passes for lemonade, anything along those lines. I would be sitting in the stool, but facing out, back to the bar. I'm a green dragonborn. Yeah. I don't know if I specified that. I am in scale mail right now. I have a shield on my back that I could swing around if I need to. Mm-hmm. And on my side, sheathed, is a baton-like cudgel.
A cudgel?
That is sitting, not sheathed, it's like clipped to the side of my belt.
Okay.
I have a hand axe on the other side, mm-hmm. but the cudgel is much more worn and used than the hand axes.
That's great. So while you're sitting there, you're kind of in a relaxed state right now, but you're kind of keeping your eyes out, right? Mm. And you're just taking it all in. You see a lot of people making noise, making loud gestures. You see a couple little card games going on, women walking around. More of things that just you hate. You just hate this kind of stuff. But you're doing a favor to a friend. You're keeping your eye out.
Bread and circuses.
Okay. So at this point, after, I want to say maybe about an hour, you can hear noise coming from the back room. You've been hearing things going on. You can tell it's like, everyone kind of messing around. Mm. But you do hear more of a scuffle of a, you know, no, get out of here, man. You hear all this stuff. And you see the owner of the tavern, your friend, the guy who hired you, Eddie, get kind of pushed through the back door and goes slamming out past behind the bar and hits the ground.
Well, that's quite enough of that. I step down from the stool and I make my way toward the back room.
Okay. So as you move yourself toward the back room, right as you get there, you see the back door of the bar kind of slam shut. And now, there were boxes and stuff in front of it, so it wasn't really an easy way to get out, but someone has clearly, like, pushed their way through storage and kind of pushed their way out in the back hall.
Okay. Is there anyone still in the room?
There's a couple of the rich guys who are doing in this high-stakes game, nursing bloody noses and a couple drunks, a couple people laughing. But you can kind of see that a few people are pissed off and yelling.
I'm going to walk right past them and I'm going for the open door. Mm-hmm. As I walk past them, I'm going to point at all of them, sort of in general, like a general pointing at the room, mm-hmm. not looking at them. Mm-hmm. I'm still looking at the door, but I'm just going to say, no one leaves this room till I get back. I assure you I will find you. And I'm going to walk straight through, and I'm going out the back door.
Okay. Takes you a moment.
Pulling the cudgel out as I do.
Okay.
And the shield.
And the shield. Okay. As you do, it takes you a hot minute just to get through. There were, like, boxes of, like, bottles and canisters blocking the door, which is why you didn't really have eyes on it. But now you're pushing yourself out. As you kind of step out into this really dark alley, you know it's kind of raining and misty and the ground is slick and everything. As you look down the alley, you see a guy laying flat on his back, and there are three men standing over him, kicking him.
Okay, I'm hauling ass over there.
Okay. So you haul ass over there, and now I want you to roll initiative just so we can get an idea of who's going at what time.
Okay.
Our first initiative. Oh, what'd you get?
14. 15 minus 1.
Oh, you got a minus. The cleric is here, everyone.
Oh, I didn't specify that. Yes, I am.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Yes, I am a cleric.
Yes.
Cleric working as a bouncer? Stick with us. Stick with us. It'll all make sense.
Stick with us. The story continues on page 10. Okay. So you see these three guys standing over, kicking the crap out of this one guy on the ground. And as you kind of approach, you see one of them kind of jumps up at you and is like, all right, stop there. This has nothing to do with you.
Anything that touches my eyes or reaches my ears does with me.
And then you hear, who the hell is this guy? So they're kind of just a bunch of thugs. And they are just robbing the robber. They reach down, they grab the bag of money off this guy, and they go to walk away. And the one guy is still standing up in front of you.
The thugs, do they look like commoners? Do they look like...
One of them has an eye patch.
Okay.
But the other two seem to be taking their cues from eye patch. But they just seem like commoners, just a bunch of street thugs.
Do I recognize them?
No, you do not. And they're just kind of... They're standing there like, whatever. And talking to you kind of steps forward and kind of postures to you.
Okay. But the one who took whatever off the guy is walking away.
Yeah.
The one who postures to me, I'm going to shift my cudgel to my shield hand.
Okay.
To leave my other hand free.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell that guy, I'll be with you in one moment. And I sacred flame the guy walking away.
Okay. So it's a roll save or I save?
He's a deck save.
Oh, a deck save.
Right past. I'll be with you in a moment. Sacred flame.
Okay, that's a fail.
Nice. So sacred flame. He takes 6 radiant damage.
6 radiant damage. Okay. That stung him, and he actually kind of buckles a little bit, and he takes a knee from it because you hit him in the back. Now, how close did you get to the first one who was posturing to you? How close did you get to him? Would you have walked right up to him?
No, I wouldn't be face-to-face, but I'd be several feet away. I'm in, for mechanics, I'm in melee range. Okay. But I wouldn't have been, like, in his face.
In his face.
I would have been a few feet of room. Just enough for me to pull the cudgel back if I need it.
Okay. So, as you're kind of standing there, you open fire and you hit the guy in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And while you do that, the one right in front of you just takes out... like a bat.
Okay.
And just jumps up to you and whack, tries to hit you.
Okay. I'll raise the shield. Hopefully it works.
And he has 2 attacks. No, I don't think either one of them hit you.
Mm-hmm. 15 just hits.
15 just hits.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't have it up. Okay. 15 just hits.
So they both hit?
Yeah. No, just one hits. 7 damage.
All right.
And at this point, the other two, eye patch and the other one, he stands up, the two of them turn around, and then they start coming right at you.
Cool. Or who goes next? They're just moving towards me?
They're going to take their full action and their bonus action. I'm sorry, their action and their movement to get right up on top of you.
To get right up on top of me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now it is your turn.
Cool. I'm sorry, I'm just considering. I have a couple of options. And it's 3 against 1. And I don't have unlimited hit points. So... let's see what this does. We're going to cudgel Sacred Flame guy.
Cudgel Sacred Flame.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a dirty 20.
Yeah, clearly hits.
4 damage.
4 damage. All right, so now it's their turn, and they all just freaking...
Bonus action.
Oh, come on.
healing word myself.
Okay.
I heal 5.
Nice! So now, their turn. All 3 of them go for the hit.
Okay.
Ooh. All 3 hit.
Okay.
18.
Okay.
Trust me. You'll make it to the first session.
Okay.
How you feeling?
Bad. Really bad.
Feeling really bad?
Single digits bad.
Your turn.
Okay. I mean, Alaric's not going to let them go. He's not going to give up. So we're going to bonus action spiritual weapon on Sacred Flame Guy.
On Sacred Flame Guy.
14?
Yes, that would hit.
Okay. The spiritual weapon looks like a gardening hoe.
A gardening hoe?
Like you would use to hoe crops.
I understand.
Not a scythe. Not a scythe. An actual gardening hoe.
I like it.
3 damage. For the love of Pete.
Get it all out now. Get it all out, babe.
Okay, then. Still on his feet.
Still on his feet.
Toll the dead. Con save.
Oh, okay. Oh, not 1.
Cool. That is not a D. That is a D12. Thank you very much. 2!
Not on your form, babe. Not on your form. He is very aggravated, and I think he's taking it personally. Like, he's like, why do you keep hitting me? He's kind of giving you that, like, you hit him for another 2, and he's kind of like, like, why are you touching me? So at this point, it's their turn, and they're not, they kind of turn their weapons over and try to hit you on the head to knock you out.
Okay.
Okay? So, ooh, mama. That's 2 hits.
Okay. I'm probably down.
12 damage.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right. So as I specified, they were going for non-lethal damage.
Okay.
They knock you really hard and you, boom, you hit. And right as you kind of curl, like blink your eyes, they say, this is him, right? We got to bring him in. Let's bring him in now. Yeah, we'll get the reward.
Oh,
right
shit.
As your like eyes are fluttering and you're done. You're out. You passed out.
Oh, shit. Okay.
In the next few moments, your eyes are kind of fluttering because they're not going for the kill shot. So you're not in saving throws at this point.
Okay.
They have now bound your hands and you can feel your feet kind of hitting cobblestone.
Mm-hmm.
And as they're dragging you, you can feel yourself being dragged and your feet boom, 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 hitting on the ground. It's a couple minutes. You're in and out of consciousness as okay. You continue. And maybe not a lot of time has passed and you actually wake up at a jail cell.
Well, this was unexpected.
And as you wake up in the cell with you, there is a man dressed in a very nice suit. A large, beautifully trimmed mustache. And you can smell a very rich cologne. And he's kind of sitting relaxed and kind of staring at you. So you're the one that causes me so much trouble.
Apologies, I don't believe we've made an acquaintance. Who in the 9 hells are you?
And you don't recognize me at all? I am your magistrate. Baladin, nice to meet you. And he goes to hand you his hand, and he kind of pulls a little bit too close, and you can smell through this very potent, like, cologne, alcohol on his breath, and you actually see, like, lipstick marks on his collar of his very white shirt.
Apologies, but I only extend my hand to those I respect or worth my time, and you're neither. You can retract that appendage back under your cloak and state your fucking business.
My business is to offer you a kindness. That's all. You are making trouble on my streets. You are, almost every night, bothering the innocent and kind patrons of this town.
Innocent? Is that supposed to be funny?
Not at all. We at this station We protect and we serve these streets.
You serve part of these streets. You serve those that can line your pockets with gold. I serve the ones who can't fight themselves, who can't fight for themselves. The ones whose throats you keep your boots on.
There is an order to things, and I have learned that through my many years of being magistrate here. If I ever try to step out of line myself, then you wouldn't have anybody out on the streets protecting. It's necessary evil, but it is true we are paid handsomely for the people who we protect.
When the law is for sale, we no longer have law. All we have is tyranny, and I will not exist under that yoke. You may state your business, but I can assure you there is no deal to be had here.
My business is only this. Stay out of mine. Stay out of the city. Go back to whatever little hovel you live in, and get out of this city. If I see you again, the reward will be doubled for your death, not to be captured alive. At this, you see, on the other side of the bars from you, is like an old school Western police station.
Okay.
One large room. And on the front door, in bursts the bartender who you were working for, Eddie. And he starts ranting and he says, get him out of here. Get him out of that. There was no reason for him to be in that jail. You don't even know who you're talking to. If you keep him in here for another hour, you will have a riot on your hands. And he starts yelling. There is a very young looking officer, guard, and he's flustered. He's flustered with this guy yelling in his face. The guard is like, he doesn't know what to do. And at this, the magistrate kind of stands up, looks at you and goes, you can go, but you know our deal. If you are spotted in this city again, you're a dead man. And he walks away.
Was he inside the cell with me?
Yeah.
And he goes to walk away?
Yeah.
I stand up from whatever bench I was sitting on.
You were kind of laying on like a cot on the floor, like a rice.
Okay.
Rice. What is it called?
Oh, and
a straw mat. A mattress. Straw mat.
I stand up. Before you go, I would very much like to give you my reply directly. And I would like him to make a constitution save.
Oh, shit.
As I blow my breath weapon in his face.
Oh, shit! 7.
That is a failure. He takes 7 poison damage. Breath weapon right in his face.
When you do this, his reaction is kind of like a wimp. Like a wimpy boy, like never gotten punched in the face before. Like, like I almost died. Like kind of freaking out. A few other guards that are in the other side of the room, on the other side of the bars, they open the bars immediately. They pull him out and start wiping the acid off of his face.
If they don't lock the door, I'm going to walk out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just push my way through and I'll walk right past them.
When you do that, one of the guards standing actually does kind of give you a shoulder check to like throw you out, like push you past.
I'll walk out laughing. I stumble as from the.
You're walking over to, I'm assuming, where your friend Eddie is.
Yeah, where Eddie is.
And then you see the young guard pick up a satchel, a bag. And he looks back to the other guards who are kind of taking care of the magistrate, trying to wipe him clean. And, sir, are you okay? Are you okay? And he kind of looks back, just kind of out of the corner of his eye, and he takes the bag and throws it at you. It says, take your shit and get out of here. Yeah. Talking tough, but clearly uncomfortable. And kind of, yeah, like I'm a big, strong guy, but throwing the bag at you.
Do I get the feeling he's trying to, like, wink, wink, nudge, nudge me? Or, okay, I didn't know if it was that or he was blustering.
You know this is not your bag. And he's saying, take your shit and get out of here. This is not your bag.
Uh-huh. Out the front door, I'm going to open the bag immediately.
So before you do that, give me a moment. So
sure.
Eddie actually takes you and kind of is, like, escorting you and kind of taking you. He goes, that was great, man. That was great. And as you open the front door, there is about 15 people standing outside the building that are all waiting for you. And as you walk through the door, they kind of cheer. Oh, great. Oh, we were so afraid when they got you. Are you okay? And they kind of surround you and start shaking your hand, patting you on the back. Hey, it was my friend's daughter who you saved the other day. Thanks, man. That was great.
Oh, that was you? No problem.
I heard about you. And then a couple younger kids go and, like, grab your hand and kind of shake it almost like a flag. They, like, take your hands like you're big. Like, oh, it's you. And they kind of surround you and make you feel like this is why I'm doing this.
Well, it is my pleasure to help in any way I can.
So as you are kind of escorted by this group of people walking down the street, you open the bag.
I open the bag.
Okay. Inside the bag is a kind of a kit of items that you would need to kidnap somebody with. Like rope and a bag and, you know, kind of things like that.
Okay.
And you see a map of the opera house. And kind of like a little X in the map of the back of this opera house, a little X of where somebody would be. And you see a flyer that there is a singer who is coming back for a one-night-only performance. Her name is Jezebeth Throngsong.
Jezebeth Throngsong.
And it is a welcome back from retirement kind of thing. And in 2 weeks, she will be performing at this opera house.
Do I get the feeling that they want me to kidnap her?
No. The young guard is trying to tell you, save this woman.
She's going to be kidnapped.
She's going to be kidnapped. There is a plot. Somebody is planning on kidnapping this major singer.
Well, Eddie, I'm going to need a few nights off. Apparently, I'm going to the opera.